Good. You're finally getting used to the blindfold. I was waiting for you to stop turning your head towards me. Now those cute little ears just perk up and follow me. Are you sure you're not a were-bunny werewolf? What do you think it'll be this time? Food? Water? The whip? Or the scent rag, maybe? I know you didn't like it at first. You can already smell it, can't you? I can see you straining at your chastity cage already. Not too chatty, are you? Oh, poor pup. You'll get used to the muzzle, I promise. And then you'll start loving the muzzle. Every domestic dog was once a proud wolf. You'll see. Shall we begin? Oh, wasn't expecting that. That's what you get for trusting your senses. Knowing what comes next is a privilege in my dungeon. Are you the master of this castle? No? Don't be sullen. I asked you a question, pup. I said, are you the master of this castle? Of this dungeon, perhaps? Are you pack leader of the mildew, war chief of the cold drafts, wise man of hunger and deprivation? You are nothing to me. Nothing to anybody here. Just a dog. A stupid, useless, abandoned dog. Did you think I'd stop torturing you when you gave up your pack's location? Third time's the charm, they say. I found them. Found them all. Even the women and the children, deep in the mountains. Oh, don't worry. Just keeping an eye on them, really. And digging a new sub-dungeon under the castle. There's going to be a whole new wing, all thanks to you. I'll need lots and lots of new cells to hold them all. Oh, it's so hard to achieve that abandoned feeling if every cell is packed to the brim. Maybe they'll see you on their way in. What will they think of their chief now? King of the Broken. I'll give you a crown of teeth after I defang your people. You can have a throne of dung down here. King of filth. King of chains. Oh, don't get up. We've hardly drawn blood, dearie. You can handle a little more. Can't you? Good boy. And another. Now, are you ready for the salt? Oh, now don't you cry. You know the salt keeps you from getting infected. Rolling around in your filthy cell is a recipe for rot, and I'd rather not cut away any parts of you. I don't have the stomach for it, believe it or not. Cutting someone to help them? Ugh, disgusting. I don't understand why anybody would stick a knife into a warm body for any other reason than to watch them die. Do you want to die in here, werewolf? I have a dilemma for you. Just a little one. a degree of freedom, if you will. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm going to let you choose. I have some nice salt water for you to drink. Fresh from the ocean. I mixed in some fresh water too. My own special recipe. Refreshing, but an empty comfort. You'll regain no strength from this. I also have the scent rack. You like the scent rack, don't you? Which will it be? Salty water, alone with your memories. Or the scent rack, and I stay right here with you. Oh, sweetie. They're both the wrong answer, and I'll punish you no matter what you say. You're fucked. So might as well pick what you want. I promise. If you ask nicely, your queen will give it to you.